Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus went up to the mountain, and he summoned those he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed the 12, whom he also named apostles, that they might be with him, and he might send them forth to preach and have the authority to drive out demons. He appointed the 12, Simon, who he named Peter, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, and brother James, who he named Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who would betray him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning. This Sunday, there are two very important football games going on, right? And the winner of these two football games will play in the Super Bowl in 2 weeks. So this Sunday, we have the NFC Championship game with our home team, the Rams, going to Seattle to play the Seattle Seahawks. And in the other game, we have the Denver Broncos hosting the New England Patriots, okay? And none of these are my teams, so I'm just gonna watch and enjoy and hope they're both really good football games. But at the beginning of the season, the coaches and the owners picked their players and really, really wanted to make sure that they had the best team so that they can compete. And in our gospel today, Jesus picked the best team that will ever exist. Disciples, and every single one of you in here today, Jesus has picked to be part of his team. And we're not competing for a football championship, but what we're doing on every single day is competing so that one day we could be with Jesus. Where do we want to go? Heaven. And the road to heaven, Jesus is telling us, we do good things every day. We forgive people, we come to Mass every Sunday, we go to confession, we do nice things, and if we do all of those things, God willing, one day Jesus is gonna look at all of us and say, excellent job, thank you for being part of my team, welcome home to heaven. And the good news for all of us is, we don't have to apply, we don't have to compete to be part of Jesus' team. Jesus has chosen each and every one of you. On the day that you were baptized, you were marked forever to be part of the best team ever assembled, the most dysfunctional, holiest group of people, the Catholic Church, okay? Be proud of your faith, and remember, you belong to Jesus Christ every day. Amen?
Amen.
So let's bow our heads right now. And I want us to think of how we can make our team better, the church that we belong to and that we love. So I want us to think of one area in our life that we're gonna choose to do better. Maybe I'm gonna choose to respect my teachers better today, or maybe I'm gonna make the effort to go to confession, or I'm gonna make sure that I am there with my family on Sunday at Mass, or I'm gonna choose to be kind. So let's think of one area right now that you're going to choose to do better for Jesus Christ and for one another.